Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tony Bennett. Hello. 7.5 of the hours. Just practicing some singing here for the ladies, and they seem to object to it. I'm kind of surprised. Jennifer, please, what's the story? Jay, you don't
I'm
like
not
my
objecting to anything. Yeah, really? I love our national anthem. I said
kudos.
Even if I sing it. Kudos. Okay, thank you, Jay. That's great. Okay, so it's the J&J Trucking and Radio Company here on the air. Jennifer and Jay, along with the Dougster, on the DJV program. Vaccines, it's my body. I'm going to do what I want to do. So how's the California mandate for vaccines as far as teachers and school staff? How's that going over from the perspective of the teachers, the school staff, people in general in California?
Well, the teachers union is completely behind this, which is surprising to me because for a year and a half, the teachers union in California, they were like, you know, we don't want to go back to school. We don't want to do any of this.
I don't want to grow up. I want to go to school.
And now they're like, yeah, well, it's fine. We'll take all of our vaccines. I don't know. Like I've said all along, I'm not anti-vax. I'm just anti-mandate. It seems really... It seems very un-American to feel like we can just force people into inserting something into their body. But, you know, this is where we are. And so in California, we've become the first state that is going to require anybody, school workers or teachers, to have a vaccine. The alternative is that they are tested at least weekly. That's part of the rules that come along.
Who does the testing?
I don't know. I don't know exactly who does. But remember, the people who are doing the testing are already loving life because when school kids go back, which is most counties, most like Orange County went back this week, San Bernardino, but I think L.A. County starts next week. And once the L.A. County goes back, kids have to test weekly. Mm-hmm. So somebody's going to be making a lot of money, it would seem. You know, whoever's
a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah,
a
I mean,
friend.
Think about that. Every child in the L.A. Unified School District is going to be testing, and not just children. I mean, the high school level from first through 12th, you have to have a weekly test now if you're going to go to L.A. Unified School District. So
I want to know what's more important, reporting that you have a shot or getting a shot. It seems that there are people in authority, places of authority, like the director of the CDC, who says, don't get a shot unless we know you're getting it. Because there are a lot of unauthorized boosters being given. And I would say to you, if you want to get a third shot, it's not going to hurt you, probably help you. And I guess the question is, where does it come from? If it's Moderna or Pfizer or whomever. See, I'm thinking next time I get a shot, I'm going to get a Moderna. You think that'll do us any good if we have...
I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if you should mix them.
I play one on the radio,
somebody.
Though.
I know. That's what I would wonder about.
What'd you say, Jay?
That's what I would wonder about, if mixing them is the right call or not.
I mean, why would you do that without talking to someone?
I would talk to somebody. I'll ask Jack. I won't ask Jack because he'll tell me not to do it. I'll ask Ken. Mix them up. All right. Here's a good question. Shall we mix them up?
I think the story yesterday that came out about a third shot is that immunocompromised people, the FDA is approving a third shot, like a booster shot right away. So that just tells you that the booster shots
are coming. But the government says we must know. We have to know. It's up to you to tell us.
Because they want to count your numbers. I mean, look, this is what has got me afraid the whole time, is that the reason they're so quick to put these, to get shots out for young people, even though there's heart inflammation and all these other things that are coming up for kids, is because they want to count the numbers, because they were dumb enough to say we want to get 70% of the country vaccinated, and then they went, we didn't think about people who might not want to get it because they've already had COVID, or we didn't think about it, and so we can't reach 70%, so where do we get more numbers? Well, we get them with the kids, and look, I think adults make their decision as you will, and I've talked to a cardiologist who said adults are not having the problems with the vaccine that kids are. Kids are having inflammation, cardiac inflammation, mm-hmm. and it's something to think about. You know, if I were a parent today, and I know, Jay, you've got to think about this, Mac's young still, but, you know, are you going to do it or not? I think you need some time to figure it out and see how everybody's faring
okay.
before
so
you
here's
make a big decision.
There's a big conspiracy. Say that
again.
It's a conspiracy theory, yes.
I love a conspiracy. Do you know Thor is my favorite superhero?
One of my friends who's not a big fan of organized anything said, think about it this way. Mm-hmm. And this goes, you know, certainly into my wheelhouse. Corporate agri-food is growing food that makes you sick. So that corporate...
I say that.
Yeah. So...
Dingus. I have this wise friend of mine who says... Wait a second. I said that yesterday.
Wait a minute. So... As we go through all of this, though...
So just to say it again, Big Agra grows food that makes us sick
crap.
So that Big Pharma can treat us. And Big Pharma and Big Agra are run mostly by the same people. So you don't think there's something going on here?
Yeah. Hello. And now Big Pharma makes a lot of money giving you shots. And what's in the shots... Is it something that maybe is not what you what's good for you? Are they going to give you shots that will make you sick down the road?
This is all I've been saying for months, and you've been yelling at me because you say, aren't you going to ever get your shot? What is wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. See, that's the trouble with all this stuff. The information, nobody's got the right information, got the real information. Nobody.
Here's something that someone else wise says. This was me, too. Nobody knows anything about anything.
And as soon as you find information that you trust, a different report comes out.
There's another one.
You're going to get something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because guess what? I had this big conversation with my cousin over the weekend. The thing that's so disturbing is that there's no truth anymore. No one can even agree on truth. We used to disagree on things like from where our own perspective came from on how to fix it. But like even science, if you want to get a survey that says that coffee is good for you, well, then you go to the scientists that find one that's good for you. I mean, it's, I don't know.
You go to Chockful of Nuts that pays for the survey. That's what it
is. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I mean. This is always the laughable thing, like, because every day coffee's going to kill you or coffee's going to save you, right? Every day there's a new survey about that, and it's because you can go to
strawberries are good
science.
For you, and blueberries are good. I don't think you can find anything wrong with strawberries or blueberries.
Oh no,
bananas,
they'll tell you that there's you know what they'll tell you about strawberries is that they have little worms and little bugs on them.
Those are good for your protein. Yum. All right, so let's not talk about that. We'll have spent a lot of time this week on the Talk Radio Countdown show, our review that we do together on all of this stuff. And frankly, I'm with you on this, as I usually am, Jennifer. Who knows what about, does anybody know anything about anything? Let's
Nobody
just have
knows
a chat.
Anything about anything.
Right. The diversity of our country, more than ever. We are more urbanized. We are growing slower than we have. The U.S. Census every year takes different bits and pieces of information, and then they'll evaluate them. And then they'll release the info. And this week, they released information about all the country's population growth occurring in large metro areas. Duh. Let's see here. For the first time in the history of taking the census, all 10 of the largest cities have more than 1 million people. Rural areas shrunk. Now, that has changed. This is through 2020. This is all an upheaval. This is sort of a waste of time, too, because all of this info has changed because of the pandemic, right? People are moving out of the city. They don't want to be close. They want to go to suburbia. They want to go to rural America. So, you know what? That all the information is just crap. Okay.
There is no information anymore. Remember.
No. All right. So
consult my mantra. There is nothing that anyone knows about anything.
So do we want to talk about the Pentagon sending troops to evacuate the embassy?
I think we have to. This thing with Afghanistan is really, it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah. Well, it's more unnecessary. The whole thing in Afghanistan has been unnecessary from the beginning, pretty much same as Iraq. But that's looking in the mirror. That's rear view.
It could have been done a little differently. I was all about getting the troops out of Afghanistan because I think many people are just tired. But what you had to make sure didn't happen is that a vacuum would be formed, like we saw when ISIS blew up in Iraq and Syria. And because of the way I think that the Biden administration removed everybody, they didn't keep anybody at the base. So remember, this is our military base. It's the closest to China. There should have been some personnel left there just to guard that base, just in general, to provide some stability. I think you don't have to have active combat going on, but you can have people who maintain a base. We got out and left. We left behind all of our military equipment. The Taliban now have our M16s, our military vehicles. You can see the Taliban driving around in our vehicles. We didn't take any of that with us. Like, what is going on?
We didn't Iraq either. Remember when I went to Iraq, everything was going to be left there.
Why? I mean, you just leave it?
Yeah, you just leave it there.
It's just cheaper to leave it convenient. To arm somebody, to arm terrorists. And so now, if you missed it, everybody got out of Afghanistan. Well, now we're going back. The U.S. military is now going back. 3,000 troops will go back because Americans are stuck. They're stuck in Kabul. Taliban has taken over like 31, I think it's 31 of the capital cities around Afghanistan, at least. That's getting close to the number, and they're getting ready to close in on Kabul. And I guess from what I've heard, and I was talking with Rich McFadden yesterday, he was talking with, Phil, I'm half dead this morning, not Sarah.
Ooh. You're talking about,
she's awesome. And she
Dana?
Does a,
Lash?
No. Oh my gosh.
All right, we'll think about it.
Anyway, yeah, but she does great news reporting, and she said that they're all surrounding the city. I mean, it's just a matter of time, so they've got to get everybody out, and now we're sending people back into Afghanistan 3 weeks later.
More money. Okay, so tell me this. I've been getting more criticism lately for doing my pillow spots because Lindell is off the wall. So should I keep doing my pillow? People are still buying my pillow. Matter of fact, they're
Sarah Carter.
Business. Sarah Carter's the reporter, yes. Right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So what do I do about MyPillow commercials? Shall I continue to do MyPillow commercials?
It's an American-owned business, and there's many Americans employed by the company.
Lots of hundreds.
I love MyPillow. The MyPillow. MyPillow.
Yeah.
I wear like a sandwich board for MyPillow. I love all of their products, so I don't know why you wouldn't continue to sell them. Here's the thing. If you continue to sell them, people don't have to buy them.
That's right.
This is why I get so angry with stores who just wipe things out. Because guess what? People can decide for themselves. They don't need
Why would you help this guy? Somebody said, I'm not helping him. I don't give a damn about him, really. I care about the people working in the factory. Okay, you just convinced me, made up my mind. That's what I was going to do anyway, but I wanted to hear what you had to say. So the reminder here now that we've pretty much done all we need to do as far as my pillow is concerned, pillows. Towels, sheets, you name it, in the product catalog, fabulous things, all made in America, as we have said, in the factory out in Minnesota, all those hundreds and hundreds of people that are working there around the clock to make things that are good for you, help yourself, and use the DJV discount when you buy them, up to 66% off. For things like the six-piece towel set that you can get, use the $109.99, now $39.99. Use that promo code DJV when you check out on the Radio Listener Specials page of Square there. Put the DJV code in, save up to 65%, and voila, you've helped an American business and American workers, and you've helped yourself too, because the products are good.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a one series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three half the hour here on the DJV program. It's Friday, August the 13th. Wait a minute. Oh, the phone. Friday the 13th, and I'm just realizing that after all this time on the air.
Just sunk in.
Just sunk in. Friday the 13th. Jay, I don't know that I've ever explored with you whether or not you're a trisodecaphobic or not. Are you?
I am not.
You've got a lot of phobias. So maybe
I beg your pardon.
All right, so anyway, it is the 13th. That's true, and it is Friday, and it's time for us to go through some of the trending items from this week and the last 24 hours, including yet another Britney Spears focus after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Syntec Full Synthetic Oil, back and better than ever. Syntec is a premium full synthetic oil option at an affordable price, only at O'Reilly. The enhanced formulation of Syntec ensures complete protection against friction, heat, wear, provides defense against sludge and deposits. Syntec, formulated for use in today's engines, and it's available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Shop your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com to try Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil for yourself. All right, let's see what Jay Kirshner is ready to tell us about Britney Spears and what's going on with that wonderfully charming family of hers.
Wonderfully charming. No, yeah. This was big news. So Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, is stepping down.
Filed
court documents stepping down as the conservator of her estate. So this is really, really big. He stepped down as conservator of her personal affairs in 2019 when Jody Montgomery took over. He's been in place of the conservatorship since it happened in 2008. Britney has been trying to get him out, and this is really big. She
keep him from going to jail?
That's the question. Was there some kind of deal struck up of like, look, don't press charges against me against conservatorship I'll step away. Well, Brittany, they were already going to have a court date set for December. It got moved up to September to petition to get Jamie out. Brittany requested that it get moved up again. Judge Penny said no without giving any reason. And now Jamie is stepping down. Now, his lawyer and in the documents say that even as Mr. Spears is the unremitting target of unjustified attacks.
Oh, yes.
Speaking
correct.
Of unjustified attacks from Britney Spears' fans, he does not believe that a public battle with his daughter over his continuing service as her conservator would be in her best interest.
You don't say.
He's very concerned about her best interest.
Right, serious.
But
right.
Here's my question. I love these maybe guys. Jay, you can help me out. So is this over now? Is the conservatorship, is she like, because she's always said she's fine with the conservatorship. She doesn't want her dad involved. So now is it over? Has Brittany been freed? Or
I've gotten a call. They want me to be her conservator.
No, yeah, so right. So with him stepping down, they'll switch into a new conservator, which is the person, the CPA that she was wanting to replace Jamie with.
Right.
So you find out where all the money went.
Yeah, so is this the end is what I mean. Is she done?
No,
is she done arguing?
I don't think so. I think that she will be done for a little bit because I think the next step would be to end the conservatorship. But as Brittany has said, she doesn't want to have the, not a physical. She doesn't want to be looked at again.
An evaluation.
Doctors. An evaluation. Thank you. And so I think that this will be a pause. They'll take a break in it. But eventually she probably is going to move towards ending the conservatorship.
Good.
But with Jamie on board, there was no chance of that ever happening.
No. All right. Speaking of taking a break, the podcast download from yesterday at djvshow.com has a focus on the end of the relationship between David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston. Check that out. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top online of tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar, the Swedish electric performance car brand, is set to continue its rapid global retail expansion to support the company's ongoing growth. Throughout the course of 2021, Polestar is launching in 9 global markets, doubling the total number of markets to 18. The brand will also double its number of retail environments with up to 100 operational Polestar locations around the world by the end of the year. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Want to hear some inside scoops? If your kids are as ready to go back to school as mine are, you've got to check out Kohl's. I got my daughters the cutest Zotox for under $18, JanSport backpacks for 25% off, and 30% off Levi's jeans for me. I even saved an extra 15% and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah, not sure who's more excited right now, me or the girls.
Flex style, 15% offer ends August 15th. Levi's coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's account for details.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
President Biden's open border policy is having a very negative effect at the U.S.-Mexico border. Nearly 200,000 illegal immigrants arrested at the southern border in July says it all, the highest monthly total since the beginning of the millennium. With calls for his impeachment growing louder, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to the border Thursday.
First, let me start with the unaccompanied children. As I think all of you know, in the prior administration, Title 42 authority of the Centers for Disease Control was used to expel unaccompanied children regardless of their age. And that is a practice that we discontinued immediately in the Biden administration for humanitarian reasons, because in fact they are just children, some so very tender of age. These children are eligible to make a claim for asylum or to pursue special immigrant juvenile status in court proceedings under our laws. Transfer them to Health and Human Services for their care, custody, and control as quickly as possible to unite them with a parent or legal guardian here in the United States before they make their claim for asylum or their claim for special immigrant juvenile status.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on the Friday the 13th version of the DJV program. Welcome to the clubhouse that has me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn in it, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria's off for a couple of days. We have analysis paralysis going on here. The feds are trying to figure out what's the consensus when it comes to the shots. I've just sort of pushed back here a little bit, although I did see a report, Jennifer and Jay, that Pfizer and Moderna are both telling their boards that they will reap billions in profits from the vaccine, especially the booster market.
Well, yeah, the booster's going to be huge. And guess what? So one of the big stories that came out yesterday that Axios was reporting is that So, because I always like to give the sources, because a lot of times people are like, it's just a right wing, it's a rag of fellow. But Axios reporting that the vaccines are not lasting as long as the Biden administration mm-hmm. thought they were. So a lot of people who had the vaccine at the beginning when they started rolling out in March are already starting to see their antibodies fail, right? And so
you're talking about the second, well, because it started under Trump getting shots. So,
well, but the first, I mean, the first that it was really readily available to the public was in March of this year. Oh, I mean, when did you get your shot?
I got my shot in March.
Like March or April, right?
February. No, I got it in February, sorry. February.
Okay, well, in any case, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, at the beginning of the year is when people, so now that we're, like, getting to the six-month mark, there are a lot of people who are starting to see their antibodies, excuse me, from the shot fade. And so it's happening quicker than the Biden administration thought. So they're starting to want to figure out how to roll out a third shot. And this is not going to end. I mean, this is probably something that's going to continue, which could be quite lucrative for some of these vaccine companies. And do you know, just a little point of reference.
Yes, Jennifer.
That, you know, I live in California where there are mandates galore now. We have
Jay,
we
do
have
you know
mandates,
that Jennifer lived in California?
Trying to tell people
I've
that you not know.
Yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, if you're going to be a school teacher, if you work on a school campus, you have to have a vaccine. If you work for the county, you have to have a vaccine. If you want to go to a restaurant in a couple of weeks in L.A., you have to have a vaccine already. That's the rule in San Francisco. Do you know where you don't have to have a vaccine if you work there?
No. Where?
Pfizer.
There you go. Okay.
Does this seem a little weird?
Yeah, it does.
You took a vaccine to work for the military, but not for Pfizer.
You know, I'm a veteran radio person. I kind of know what's going on in the radio business. I find it interesting this week that more and more radio companies are mandating that their employees get a vaccine. We talked earlier in the week about Cumulus, one of the larger companies. Apparently some of the other folks that are national concerns. Your company that you work for besides me, this is a national concern, of course, my company, but your company that you work for when you go to KRLA, I can't imagine they're going to mandate it, given the...
At this point, I'm happy to report that all three of the places that I work are not asking for mandates now,
right.
Not
okay.
requiring.
Maybe I'll require it here because I don't want you breathing on me if you have... You know, that stuff in your...
And that's a real concern right. since we live across the country from
right.
each other.
Today is International Left-Handers Day. Ronald Reagan was a left-hander. Bill Clinton was a left-hander. Barack Obama was a left-hander. Paul McCartney is a left-hander. Kurt Cobain
in their
was.
Hands, they match their politics.
What? Reagan was no lefty.
No, yeah. Reagan was not, no.
Oprah, lefty. Julia Roberts, a lefty. Gaga's a lefty. Sandy Koufax, the pitcher, was a lefty. Babe Ruth was a lefty. How about that? My son is a lefty, too. And and you'll probably agree he's a lefty politically, too, Jennifer. You watch this stuff. He's changed a lot since he got married. Isn't that interesting how you get influenced by your spouses? 38 past the hour here on the DJV program. Tony Bennett is on our mind. This week we were lauding him because of the great performance that he gave earlier in the week at the Radio City Music Hall with Gaga. They did two nights there, as a matter of fact. He's 95 years old. Family said that he's had dementia coming on for the last couple of years. And he's now canceled all of the rest of his tour dates. Betting that it's the end of the line. I would like to not hold that, but think about it. 95 years old, having dementia, and he can still remember the music. That's something that's... There's
so cool.
There's something that you take with you forever and ever and ever.
And he sounds incredibly strong.
Yeah, we heard some audio
too.
Of him.
I mean, a lot of time people start to lose power in their voice, but boy, he still sounds great.
Yep, hold a good thought for Tony Bennett. So in the last half hour, we were talking about, I said that the 2020 census gave us this much information, which is all wrong, and Jennifer piped up most every informational tidbit that you get is wrong. And so... I just decided I'd go down that street again because I wanted to turn it around. I made mention of the situation with COVID and what it's done to the housing market and where people are going. So I have a top 10 list, the hottest zip codes in the country. And as it turns out, this appears in USA Today today. I said they must have been listening to us, and they decided to follow up on that on their newspaper. What do they call? What do you call on their website? What is USA Today has a website, right? Is that where? How do you find USA Today? You Google USA Today, right?
Or go to a hotel because that's the newspaper that most right. hotels have, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah. All right, so anyway, you want to know what the top markets are that are giving home buyers a big bang for their buck, where people are moving? Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready. Okay. Rochester, New York, number 10. Manchester, New Hampshire, number 9. Concord, New Hampshire, number 8. Worcester, Massachusetts, number 7. Framingham, Massachusetts, number 6. Columbus, Ohio, number 5. Peabody, Massachusetts, number 4. Look at all these places in Massachusetts. I'm kind of surprised because it's pretty expensive to live in Massachusetts. Farmington, Michigan, which is near Detroit, is number 4. You following me so far? What do you think of this list so far, ladies? Guess where? Nashville, Tennessee. I thought Nashville is... Well, how big is Nashville, Jay?
It's like a small, big city.
Well,
a lot of people are moving to Nashville right
now. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, but that's, this is the, these are the markets where you get the best value for your money. Now, it's interesting that Framingham and Worcester and all these Massachusetts communities are seeing, this, the huge growth that we're seeing. The average price of a lot on my street, lot to build a house on, sold 3 weeks ago for $399,000, an acre lot.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you see that people are there, and a lot of people want to buy because you can't find houses. There's no inventory in any of these communities. No inventory. House goes on the market, sold for usually 9 times out of 10 more than they're asking for, because people want to get out of the city. So what do you think this is going to do to the census the next time around? I think you're going to see a wholesale change, and that'll change the politics. It'll change when they do the gerrymandering, right? When they cut all the districts up, they're going to find huge differences in where people live. And one of the reasons that the prices are going up is because foreign investors are coming into America and buying homes. 46% of those who are buying homes are millennials. 25% of them are not from America. How about that? And foreign buyers are coming in here from all over the world. Lots of Chinese people are moving here. So what do we do about that? A lot of Indians are moving here. There are more people from Asia moving to America at the moment than coming from Europe, which had been the case, you know, most of the people that came to this country as it was being built and even up through the war were from Europe. Not so much now. The only place where we find nobody coming here from is Africa, mostly because they can't figure out. There are no Africans emigrating anywhere because they don't know how to get out. They don't have any money. They have no. They don't have. Unless you're in South Africa, you can get out there. But other than that, you can't get out of Africa. Maybe Egyptians. You find some Egyptians moving in once in a while. You find a stray person from like Eritrea or something like that, but you don't find the kind of people. You know, the Asians are moving here, and then the cynic in me thinks, well, that's partially because the government in China paying people? Are they giving the money to come over here and buy houses so that they can infiltrate into our way of life? Is that too suspicious on my part?
I don't think so anymore. Nope.
No. But the prices are being pushed up by foreigners, and there's not one bit of talk about people who are coming here illegal across the border buying homes. They all jam in. The building inspector here in Framingham found a bunch of Brazilians who bought a house on my side of town. It had 4 bedrooms. It was a 10-room house. Good size house, old farmhouse. Guess how many families are living in the house? Take a guess.
Oh, boy, how many?
12. No.
Oh, wow.
12.
Jay and I both go 5.
5, yeah. 12 families. There are 14 cars in the yard. There are trucks. There are And by the way, they're not just living in the house. They put campers in the back of it because there was a little land with it behind an old greenhouse. So they got campers. People are
crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, that's what I mean. I've got families in my neighborhood that are just in a one bedroom house with the garage, and then they just, I mean, a lot of people living in a small space.
Yep. But things are changing. Homeowning is, you know, we've been talking. Neither of my children own a home yet. They would both like to, but they don't. They're in their 40s. Can't find a house in Los Angeles that they like that they can afford.
No way.
Yeah.
And when you do find something, there's always a cash bidding war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a lot of people want to get in, and then you have the flippers that want to get in on the action, too.
Yeah. And then, again, the foreigners now who are coming in, and there are big real estate companies buying houses to rent them out. That's a big thing, too, in a lot of these communities. Okay, well, anyways, food for thought. By the way, speaking of food, there's a batch of ready-to-eat Panera soup. If you like Panera soup, and I quite do, I like Panera food, I like their restaurants. There's a chicken tortilla soup being recalled after pieces of gloves were found in the soup. Okay.
Gross.
That's horrifying.
Yuck.
How do you grind up plastic gloves?
Well, and then I want to know, is there a finger in the glove? Or, like, did someone just drop a glove in the vat? Or did somebody get caught up? Ugh.
So the best thing to do is not order any chicken tortilla soup when you go to Panera. And don't, when you go to the supermarket to do your grocery shopping, stay away from Panera, at least the chicken tortilla soup, unless you enjoy eating rubber
I do love my chicken soup gloves. With a little glove chaser.
Right, helps along. Here's a way for you to lose weight after you eat that food and the bread. And I love dunking bread into. After I have a meal where I've dunked bread, I always look at a pound or two more. I don't know why it just goes there and stays there. But at any rate, if you're finding that you can't keep that weight off. You worked hard in the spring through the winter to lose it, and now it's coming back because you have barbecues and parties and all that stuff. So the way to get around all that tricky stuff, here I am, I'm not going to make this. The allergy season is upon us.
It's Calitrin.
Thank you, Jennifer. Calitrin. You do spots for Calitrin, don't you, on
I
your
don't.
Program?
Not
you
no, don't? No, I haven't. Oh. I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. You want to tell everybody what I'm supposed to be telling them? Or you just told them?
If you need my help, I'm happy.
Well,
I can help you.
How did you pitch it when you were selling it on your
for a little while, I pitched it there. But most of the time, I've been familiar with Calitrin because of our work with it here. And it's collagen, which is like the latest buzz in nutrition, weight loss, really helping yourself along. And so it's really, they're all pure ingredients in Calitrin. You take 4 capsules before you go to bed at night. And what I found is not only does it help you lose weight pretty steadily over time, especially when you combine it with, you know, eating better and exercising, it really puts your body in a good way. But I find that really helps you sleep at night. And for me, when I'm losing weight, the worst combination is being exhausted and then having to come home at night and make good decisions. It just doesn't happen. And so one of the things, I don't even know if they intend it to work this way at Calitrin, is that it really does help improve your sleep. And that just puts you in a better way to take on the day when you're making those good choices that you want to make.
Good job, Jay, huh? You convinced? You're on it, right?
I'm convinced, yeah.
Jennifer does a great job. All right. So Calitrin is available at toploss.com. That's their website. And we use the DJV code. You get all kinds of discounts. It's $30 off. Actually, now, I think the summer sizzler is that you get one, and it's a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. They do that a couple of times a year. Now's the time to do it. Huge sale. Really huge benefits. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm. And
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time now for us, you and me, to check the top items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time here. Victoria Keelan is off for a couple of days, so it's up to me to go through the top five. Let's see how I can do with all this responsibility on my shoulders. Let's see how I do. Number five this week, Yelp added a couple of features that allow businesses to show customers their corona vaccine requirements. Users will be able to see whether proof of vaccination is required to visit a participating business or if the business staff is fully vaccinated. Businesses will be able to activate the features via their Yelp for Business account. Company says it will proactively monitor businesses' Yelp pages to help protect them from backlash after displaying their vaccine policies. Yelp says that since January, they've placed more than 100 unusual activity alerts on pages in response to businesses gaining attention for their virus health and safety practices, including those companies that require vaccines. Get a lot of that going on now, right? They've removed 4,500 reviews that have violated the company's content policies. Big picture on this, as the Delta continues to spread, more corporations and more local governments are putting policies in place to protect employees and customers. So that's something, if you want to check out the business to find out whether they're requiring vaccines, and you check out Yelp. I guess that's how that works. Number four on our list of the top five items this week from the world of technology. Ford's F-150 hit by the global semiconductor shortage, and now the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle seeing serious delays as well, 6 weeks or more. So if you were supposed to get your vehicle between July and October, forget about it. I guess that's pretty much the bottom line. Ford held back some 4,500 cars, actually back in March, because of quality problems. And now they're holding them back because they can't get the chips. Those of you who've seen the Mach-E, it's not a Mark. The Mark is a Lincoln. The Mach is a Mustang. I've seen them, and I don't like them. I think they're ugly. They don't look like a Mustang at all. But they seem to be popular.
Yeah, they're kind of awkward looking.
Yeah, they don't look like a Mustang. They don't even look like a Ford. Weird. Okay, number three, Amazon is going to pay you up to $1,000 in damages if you buy defective products from this. I think this is the big story of the week, frankly. They're finally admitting that, and finally is appropriate here because they've been getting complaints for Jay. Do you ever buy stuff on Amazon that's junk and try to send it back, whether they make it or whether they sell it for somebody else?
Yeah, I have before. Or you get something that is just completely the wrong item. Like you ordered a dish towel and you get a stapler.
That sounds like love. Anyway, this is going to apply to all products sold on Amazon.com, regardless of who sells them. So if you wanted to, if you had a problem in the past, you had to file a claim, you had to go to the seller, and then there's all kinds of other stuff. So Amazon customer service realizes that this is better for them all the way around, and that's why they're doing it. Not because it's better for you, but because it's better for them. But at any rate, if you are one of those people, I buy maybe a book or two a year from Amazon, and that's about it. Once in a while I buy something, not anything serious, because I like to go to the store. I want to help the store that's selling things. I guess that maybe is an age thing as much as anything else. You think that's it, Jay? That older people go to the store and are loyal and younger people just buy online?
No, I think maybe once upon a time it was going in that direction. But I know a lot of people my age and younger that would prefer to actually go to stores, and especially they like to make it a point to go to like mom and pop shops.
Yeah, good. All right, number two on the tech list this week. Majority of doctors say the pandemic forced their organization to make tech upgrades that normally would have taken years. Healthcare has typically moved at a cautious pace when it comes to upgrading their technology. This COVID thing has changed a lot. Mostly the kind of things that the telehealth stuff, biggest changes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, has said that his use has gone up 42% or 43%, he reckons, of people wanting to talk to him, so they do the Zoom thing, the telehealth thing. So that's what that's all about. Number one on Tech Talk this week is the Delta data problem. We become more reliant on data coming from other countries, from other drug companies about the vaccine's effectiveness. Officials here in our country growing frustrated with the lack of internal visibility into data being collected by the government, particularly as they try to deal with the spread of Delta. Now, there's nothing surprising about that. Too much government.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.